Welcome again to Generational Leadership, and we are talking about the flaw of self. And so we were looking at the fallen created being, which the Latin calls Lucifer, and we looked at some things. His purpose was to bring light every day. It was to be connected to God. His problem was he wasn't connected. He became prideful, found his identity in what he did, and he became a taker, not a giver. He had a process to failure in that he didn't give his heart to the corporate purpose of God. He exhibited an independent spirit. And then his plan to follow out that process of failure was, he said, I will ascend, I'm my own God, and I will exalt my throne, I'm my own person, and I will sit above, I will demonstrate domination over others through isolation. I'm different than. Now we come to the sixth point here, which is presence revealed. Lucifer's desire of self, or the star of the morning's desire of self, revealed him as that which was as far from God as you can get. The testimony of our lives in service of God should be his manifested presence. He ended up in the pit. How you have fallen, you've brought down to the earth. I believe that's a dry place. That's where he has to live. He has only the power to exist in carnal, fleshly, natural realms. That's why natural wisdom is earthly, sensual, and demonic. It's the earth, it's the ground, it's the dry ground where he exists. He doesn't exist in a realm of heaven in authority. And in that place, he's also constantly falling in a bottomless pit. He is constantly becoming more and more perverted. We have another account of this star of the morning that the Latin calls Lucifer in the book of Ezekiel when it's talking about the king of Tyre. Now, the king of Tyre was a natural king, but as we read these prophetic words of the prophet Ezekiel to the king of Tyre, we see that it's speaking to the spiritual root of the flaw of this natural king. And I believe that spiritual root of the flaw of this natural king is the spiritual root of all flaws of failure. And that spiritual root is our enemy, which is now known as Satan, the accuser of the brethren, the false liar, and the devil, the one who seeks to destroy our true identity. So, son of man, in Ezekiel 28:12, son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre and say to him, thus says the Lord God, you were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. So I believe that the root of this king of Tyre, who I believe to be what the Latin calls Lucifer, was a seal of perfection. He was a wonderful created being. He was full of wisdom. He was perfect in beauty. You were in Eden. He was in the garden of God. He was in the desirable place of God. Eden means desirable. He was in the garden of God, and every precious stone was your covering. And so he was covered with these stones of sardis and topaz and diamond and beryl and onyx and jasper and sapphire and turquoise and emerald with gold. So there were these reflections, refracting materials that were in his being. They were his covering, but part of his very creation. They weren't something that he held onto that he could drop. They were part of his created being. And then the workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you in the day that you were created. So he didn't have timbrels. He didn't have pipes. He was made of timbrels. He was made of pipes. So he was made of things that are materials that refract and reflect light. He was made of materials that are like pipes that reverberate and amplify sound, and he was made of material that is rhythm and the beat that expresses literally the rhythm of God. He was an anointed cherub, which means he was an anointed mystery being who covers. So he was a covering cherub, like I believe Michael is a covering cherub and Gabriel is a covering cherub. I established you, God says, I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You were in the place of your creation. You walked back and forth in the midst of fiery stones. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you, till a flaw was found in you. And I believe this flaw is the flaw of self. And I believe that all of us, as leaders or as the members of those we lead, all human beings, even Christian, Christ in humanity believers have iniquities, flaws of self within them that can take them down the path of failure or can be the very thing that leads them to the path of connection with God. So in Ezekiel 28, we continue on in verse 16. It says, by the abundance of your trading, you became filled with violence within. In other words, he traded who he really was for a lie. And you sinned. He disconnected. Therefore, I cast you as a profane thing. Not what I created, but something that's no longer what I created. You became profane. So I cast you a profane thing out of the mountain of God, and I destroyed you. Truth is, this created being's decision to move out from the connection with God, the source of authority, to become independent is what destroyed him. It wasn't just God that destroyed him. He became something that could not live in the manifested presence of God anymore because the manifested presence of God would destroy him. And so to exist, he goes away from God. God casts him out as a profane thing out of the mountain of God. And I destroyed you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the fiery stones. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I laid you before kings that they might gaze at you. You defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities, by the iniquity of your trading. Therefore, I brought fire from your midst. It devoured you, and I turned you to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all who saw you. All who knew you among the peoples are astonished at you. You have become a horror and shall be no more forever. So there are 10 attributes I'm going to point out here in this created being. If he were to remain as Lucifer or the star of the morning, a refractor or reflector of light. So he was created perfect, but he became something that was perverted. He became something God did not create. He became profane. So the 10 attributes of this Lucifer or the star of the morning in his creation was his name was Lucifer or star of the morning, a refractor or reflector, or in the place of assignment for each new day, as we saw in Isaiah chapter 14. He was gifted to reveal who God is. He wasn't gifted to reveal who things are or who himself is. He was gifted to reveal who God is. I would say in this for us, in our creation as leaders or the creation of the members of those that we are responsible to lead, everyone is in a place of assignment for every new day to be a reflector, a magnifier, a releaser of the glory of God. And they're gifted to reveal who God is. You and I are gifted to reveal who God is. He was sensitive to the Spirit. He sensed the coming things of God. He was full of wisdom, it said. So he sensed wisdom. Now, he wasn't full of knowledge. He was full of wisdom. Knowledge is a knowing of something. Wisdom is a knowing that something is. You don't necessarily know what that is. God thinks things that we haven't thought. He sees things that we haven't seen. And he hears things that we haven't heard. And so the wisdom of God is not based upon a knowing. It's based upon what God knows. And so this created being was full of wisdom. So he was sensitive to the Spirit. He had a sense of things coming. He also had authority to reveal who God is. He did that by reflecting the various attributes of these precious stones. Stones speak of things like joy and praise. And if we go through these things, we find out that in studying the stones, such as the tribes of Israel, some stones that were not in the makeup of this being were stones that represent forgiveness, like the stone of Manasseh, or inheritance, like the stone of Benjamin, son of the right hand. There were things of intimacy and relationship that were not in his ability to reflect. He didn't have an ability to magnify things that were prepared for others. But he had an ability to magnify things that he could, such as joy and worship and glory. And so things that were almost musical by light and sound and rhythm. So he had the authority to reveal who God is. His habitation was the desirable place of God. He was in Eden in this desirable place. It was a pretty good place. He was created to reflect and refract the manifold attributes of God to the world around him. And so that's a pretty good thing. in addition to these precious stones, and in addition to the translucent ones, the reflective ones, such as gold, he was also filled with timbrels. He had a rhythm. He had a heartbeat. The sound of corporate purpose of God was refracted through his being to each new day. So something of the rhythm of God was in him concerning what's coming next. He was anointed to magnify God. So he had the sound of God through his pipes. He had the rhythm of God through his timbrels. He had the glory of God, the attributes of God through his light. He was anointed to magnify God. He was created to live in the passion of God's presence because he walked among the fiery stones. Passion for God's presence and his corporate purpose was part of his created being. And he was complete as God made him with no need for jealousy, envy, or covetousness. He didn't need to be jealous of any other created being, not in the future or in the present. He didn't need to be envious of anyone else. He didn't need to be covetous. You and I as leaders, or you and I with those that we lead, those people that we lead, no human being has any need to be jealous of another human being, or to be envious of another human being, or to be covetous of another human being. Because everyone is created perfect as long as we find ourselves in the place of the manifest presence of God in our life. If we find our part in the calling of Christ, the inheritance of Christ, and the purpose of Christ will fulfill our destiny. Now, this created being that the Latin calls Lucifer, iniquity was found in him, a flaw. As a result, he became a deceiver. He drew others to his personal cause. He made trades through the iniquity of his trading. So he traded who he really was for a lie. He became a deceiver. He traded who he really was for deception. He was willing to be deceived. Therefore, he became a deceiver and a source of deception to others. So he became a deceiver. He drew others to his personal cause. We know that a third of heaven was cast out with him. Now, was that a literal one third? With a literal two-thirds remaining, two is the number of witness, three is the number of God. Perhaps it's symbolic. One is independent, two is witness. Perhaps that which was a witness of God remained in heaven, and that which was not a witness of God anymore, whether it was literally one-third or whatever it was removed from heaven because it was one-third independent as being God unto itself, and it was no longer a witness of God. So iniquity was found in him. He became a deceiver. He drew others to his personal cause. He also became a devourer. He detested the corporate plan of another. He was now became willing to destroy others that he was connected to. Now he became a source of destruction to others. And he became a conflictor. He separated from the place of corporate purpose, a deceiver, devourer, and conflictor. And so he became something less than what he was destined to be. Now, the truth is, he was created wonderful. If you look at the attributes of this created being, it was nothing to be envious, nothing to be jealous of anyone else in his creation. The same way with you and I. There's nothing in anyone else to make us jealous or envious or covetous. We don't need to lean into the iniquities. We have iniquities. We're going to be tempted to think someone else's life is better than ours. We're going to be tempted. Now, I believe that in the case of this star of the morning, the Latin calls Lucifer, he grasped for the stars. I believe the stars are independent lights, as in sons and daughters of God are stars, like in the dream of Joseph, where the sons of Israel were the stars in the dream, whereas Israel was the sun and Israel's wife was the moon. And so I believe that in the heaven position, stars speak of sons and daughters of God. And so somehow in the wisdom of this created being, Lucifer, he saw stars. He wanted to be one of those. He wanted to be us. But God had a different plan, a plan that would reveal forgiveness, a plan that would reveal intimacy and inheritance, things that this created being could not refract or reflect. They weren't in his makeup. But his wisdom was, he saw the sense of it, but he had no knowledge to understand it, so he sought to take it, take something that was not his. Trust me, the last thing you and I want is something that belongs to someone else, because we won't have the grace to handle it. And we'll fall for deception, we'll devour, we'll destroy, and we'll be in conflict. I've seen this numerous times when we bite and go down the path of the flaw of self.